Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Monday morning to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And hopefully you have the shorts and the t-shirts ready to go for Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm not actually excited about that.
No.
How weird.
All the kids maybe who get a bike or something from Santa, they're going to be excited.
Well, that will be one thing parents are excited about, because usually you're having more sugar than normal, so at least they can go
they're
outside and burn some of that off, get that energy out after dinner.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. And I was thinking about this the other day. There's a car dealership in St. Louis that ran that advertisement, about a month ago, that if you buy a car and then it snows on Christmas Day, your car is for free. So I assume they took out a insurance policy against that, and now it's going to be 75 degrees on Christmas. So there's some unhappy suckers out there who fell for that deal, don't you think?
I've never heard of this deal.
No?
Nope. But I did see that this will be, I think it was like only 3 times since we started even tracking the temperatures. It'd be the 3rd time that we've had 70 plus degrees on Christmas Day.
Must be global warming, you think?
I get. Well, but here's the thing. And then the next day, we're going to not, I don't really know what it's supposed to be the day after, but I feel like within a couple of days, we could be, you know, down into the teens. That's just how Midwest weather is.
Yeah. Well, regardless, it's going to be pretty fantastic. I mean, you don't expect to take time off around the holidays and it actually be warm. You can get outside and do things.
I know.
It will be. It'll be strange. It'll be a little strange to be in the 70s. Everybody's going to say, but what will I wear? They won't know what to wear. It'll be like the guy in the Grinch. I know.
If I can't find anything nice to wear, then I'm not going.
I love that movie. That's one of the best. I was in downtown St. Charles yesterday for the streets of St. Charles they do down there with the characters in the street and everybody's singing and all. I might know somebody who's participating in that. And they had somebody dressed up like the Grinch, and he was standing on the corner by the Picasso coffee shop down there, and he was posing for pictures with people.
Oh, we missed that.
And all of a sudden, this late model Corvette rolls down the street with a Christmas tree tied on the back of it. And a Grinch driving it, like he had just stolen the Christmas tree.
That's cute.
On the back of the Corvette. And my first thought was, isn't he worried about scratching the Corvette? Like that was my first thought. But the two Grinches had a good time together since I don't think one expected the other one.
Well, we missed that. Sure. We went on Saturday, and I mean, we saw the characters, but missed the Grinch, and Easton is obsessed with the Grinch. I cannot tell you how many times we have watched, not the whole movie, but part of that movie with him. That's all he wants. The Grinch. Loves Max.
That's great. My little one, my youngest, my granddaughter is only two, and she is terrified of the Grinch and of Santa Claus right now. So that's both of those characters were on the street yesterday, so we had to protect her, keep her safe for sure. All right. Wow, what a weekend. I'm thinking, you know, you get this close to Christmas, and things in the news cycle tend to slow down, except now, which they haven't. Like AmFest this weekend provided some of the best sound bites of the year, quite frankly, because they invited everybody. The only person who wasn't at AmFest was Candace Owens.
Well, she may have well have been because she was talked about a lot.
She was there being talked about, but I don't think she got the invite. Tucker Carlson was there. Ben Shapiro was there, and we played a little bit of that for you on Friday, but it got worse over the course of the weekend. Everybody who stood up on the stage had something to say about somebody else, and maybe Rob Schneider, the actor, may have stolen the entire event. In my opinion, he was pretty funny, but Tucker Carlson fired back at people who, like Shapiro, who fired at him. Roger Stone was on fire at that event this weekend. I mean, that would have been the place to be. I have a friend who's out there. In fact, keeps sending me photos of J.D. Vance on the stage, and I don't even remember knowing when tickets became available, but the thought of going, I wish I'd thought more about it back when it happened, back when it was planned.
Yeah, I wondered how much tickets were going for, and it was an all-star lineup.
It's packed.
It always is,
yeah,
but especially this year.
Yeah. So J.D. Vance did a great job. He stood up. He talked about Charlie Kirk and you know, what a friendship they had, and it's just it was a great display of what Charlie Kirk stood for, which was the open discussion of ideas, not shutting people down by shooting them in the neck because you disagree with the words that are coming out of their mouth. Crazy. It's crazy. Freedom is a crazy thing, isn't it? We seem to have lost that in this country a little bit, and that frightens me.
Well, the ability to have some sort of a debate without,
yes,
people
open debate,
screaming or wanting to shoot you.
Or cancel you. We're back to, yeah, cancel culture again with...
I don't think we ever left.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we didn't. But regardless, Ethan, why don't we go ahead and get to this morning's top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
There are hundreds of thousands of documents which the Justice Department began posting online late this afternoon. The documents are not labeled with much detail, so it's very time-consuming sorting through them. There are some significant redactions in the documents. For example, a document titled Masseuses, 7 pages with 254 lines, presumably names, all of them are blacked out.
It wasn't that weird. All these things are coming out now, and I've seen dozens of pictures. And Kim, do you know whose face I've seen more often than anyone else?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, how many women would be the question, Bill? Multiple, what looked to be 15-year-old girls sitting on his lap. He's in a hot tub. All of this stuff, and suddenly silence from the left about the Epstein files. Because it's not Trump who's in there. It's Bill Clinton in just about 40% of the shots.
Ask yourself, what do all of these people have in common? And the unfortunate answer is they are puppets. They don't actually matter. They are cogs in a machine that wants to make you poorer, that wants to make you less powerful, and wants to make you less safe in the country your ancestors built.
Yep, J.D. Vance laying it out there at AmFest over the weekend out in Arizona, talking about exactly what these Democratic politicians are trying to do to you in this next political cycle.
Our founders knew that there could be a rogue president, and that's why they put impeachment in the Constitution. They didn't know there'd be a rogue president at the same time, a rogue Senate that didn't have the...
The what, Nancy? Didn't have the what? Didn't have to pass the bill to see what's in it? I'm trying to figure out what she was about to say next.
Benny, I hope you don't mind, but I brought a special guest to come celebrate AmFest with us.
Oh, you mean America's Target grandmother?
Grandma Jeannie is in the house.
Isn't that awesome?
And wearing the famous Charlie Kirk red Target shirt.
They went and got that lady, and they brought her to AmFest, and the crowd went wild. Now, I understand the woman who outed her. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
She was just nasty. She was dropping F-bombs on her. It was a customer of Target chewing out this lady for daring to wear a red shirt that happened to be a Charlie Kirk shirt. She said they were told they could wear any shirt they wanted as long as it was red at Target. So that's the shirt she wore. And somebody started like a Give, Send, Go online fundraiser for her and raised a bunch of money. And, of course, the video went viral. And they brought that woman out on stage at AmFest. And she's just as sweet as she can be. I mean, you think of somebody's grandma. That's what she reminds you of. Not bothering anybody. Just being herself. And they handed her a microphone. And this is what she had to say last night.
How did it feel to be in that moment, to have someone shove a camera in your face, to use horrific language, and film you simply for wearing a shirt of a man you support?
First of all, I thought she was just taking a picture. I didn't know till the next day that it was videoed. But I don't know. I just was watching her, looking at her, and I was kind of thinking, oh my. But what you saw is me. It's me. So I want to thank you all for your applause, for your donations, and I want to thank them for bringing me here.
I'll just say this, that when your Give, Send, Go went up and all of this happened, I reached out to Erica Kirk. I let her know about this, and Erica said, Jack, I want her at AmFest.
And the crowd went wild for Grandma Jeannie from Target. That was pretty cool.
I love her.
Yeah, she was great.
And she had such a good attitude because so many people, when they're harassed like that and a camera's being shoved in their face, even though it's adorable, she thought it was a picture and not a video, they would want to just lash back out.
Oh, yeah.
Because the girl was being ruthless to her, and she kept her composure and just wasn't entertaining the ridiculousness that was spewing out of that girl's mouth. And it was just really cool to see her still just be so respectful despite being harassed.
Well, it's pretty funny that she was so calm about it. You're right, because I don't know that I would have been, for sure. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We got to Kim on a whim here at the bottom of the hour. So much stuff to get to. More on this Epstein file stuff that they've released, and a few of the other speeches we heard from the stage there. Coming up a little later, we got Hans von Spakovsky. Our friend Dan Buck is going to join us a little later. Tom Ackerman in today to maybe talk a little about it, a little bit of football from this weekend. The college football playoffs are in full swing. And we've got Hans von Spakovsky next hour. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into the show. You know, Kim was just pointing out that who's retiring from Channel 5?
Mike Bush. Yeah, wow.
How about that? Congratulations, Mike. That guy's going to have to buy a second home just to house all the Emmy Awards he's won over the years, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I have thoughts epic. On that, though. You have to pay to be nominated half the time to
the news
won.
Organizations do.
I know, but it's bogus the way that the Emmys are set up.
Well, I mean, I've got a couple of them.
Yeah, I have one, too, but it sits in my basement.
It sits on my shelf. It collects dust. It's, you know, it's nice to look at it and say at some point a group of people in another market across the state somewhere felt like I was deserving of that out of the 3 or 4 that were nominated. That's great. Does it define your career or anything like that? I don't know. Maybe not. But people like Bush must have 50 of them. I don't know. He's got a lot.
I mean, no doubt he's talented.
He's a very talented guy. And congratulations to him for surviving in the business for 41 years, I think, is what they're saying now. I don't have any idea what the circumstances are around Mike's leaving Channel 5. They're calling it a retirement. But the way that place is run, I think it would be a fair question. They just fired Rennie Knott for no reason whatsoever, apparently. You can blame wokeness for it if you want, but he's gone. Kay Quinn recently retired, and now Mike Bush. I mean, I would have to think between those three people. Art retired a year or two ago. He'd moved into management. I got to think between them, they've eliminated quite a bit of salary in the last year and a half, about the same time they downsized the station by moving from Market Street down here to some tiny little office over near where the barn used to be there across from the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, even in the article for St. Louis Magazine, it says some staffers have been increasingly frustrated by the demands of the streaming hours of material on top of what is presented on the airwaves each day.
Well, that was Anthony Slaughter. He's right, the one that complained about that.
I don't believe that would be Mike Bush's reason
for
leaving because he doesn't really have much to do with that. But, I mean, there's probably some tension going on between staffers and management, I'd have to imagine.
Always. It's a news wheel. and it's constantly got to be fed. And, you know, after all those years, particularly as the main anchor, I'm sure Bush was making a ton of money. And they'll replace him with somebody making a quarter of what he's making right now. For sure. You know that's coming. It's just the nature of television news. You got to give Channel 2 a little bit of credit. I mean, they've still got Mandy Murphy on the air over there. They've got a few people who have a little bit of gray in their hair, but the rest of them have been shedding people like, you know, somebody who needs Rogaine. They've been shedding people repeatedly.
Well, the main anchors at Channel 4 now, they're not even 40. I guess I'm just making the point. They're talented. I'm just making the point that that's the way things are going now. You don't have the people at the stations anymore who have been there, like Mike Bush, for 41 years.
Right.
More than ever, we're seeing younger people coming to these markets who are fresh out of college. They're the reporters. And the main anchors are young. They're not super experienced. Doesn't mean they're not talented.
Well,
it's just they don't have that same... I think maybe level of trust with the community.
Well, just because of
the time,
the lack of experience,
right?
I mean, as much as anything, and the ratings reflect it. It reflects the way the business has changed, and part of that's a vicious cycle because over the years, viewership's been watered down by having other options, cable, news on demand. People feel like they know the news because they get alerts to their phone 12 times a day, which some of us were worried about when all that happened. We're like, wait a minute, why do we want to break this story online? Because by 6 o'clock, our competitors will have it too. Let's save it for the big 6 p.m., this big 6 o'clock show. And I remember having that argument with management back in the day. We need to be first with this. We'll put it out online first. I'm like, well, then you're just telling everybody else we have it.
I remember the same discussion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now it's all one and the same. They just want it to be one platform and with occasional newscasts thrown in.
Well, but people go to social media, TikTok and Instagram, for their news these days.
Some do. I don't know what that percentage is. I don't know how many young people even watch TV news anymore. Kind of sad. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Next hour, we'll check in with our buddy Hans von Spakovsky. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kim on a whim.
What you're watching now, attacking people on the... attacking millions of Americans because they're Muslims? It's disgusting! And I'm a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm never gonna... I know there's a lot of effort to claim I'm a secret jihadi. I'm not. You should not attack people on those grounds. And you're seeing it from Republicans. What the hell are you doing? What you're doing is trying to divide the country. And I've lived through 50 years of this crap. All these fake race wars that they're always promoting. Oh, go hate each other while we loot the treasury. That's exactly what's going on. And most people are totally sick of that.
Woo! Tucker Carlson at AmFest.
He was hot.
Taking some heat for what he just said there in particular about these attacks on Muslims. He's calling him disgusting. I have mixed thoughts on this.
Well, don't. But go ahead. Let me hear what you have to say.
You know, do I think that you should go out and attack someone simply because they're Muslim? No, obviously not. I would not ever condone that. However, I want to point your attention to something that came from the Foundation for Political Innovation. If you've never heard of that, there's probably a good reason why. It's because it's a French think tank that was created back in 2004. And they had this study that I found very interesting. Listen to what the study found.
So I actually couldn't believe this stat was real until I looked it up myself. But there's been over 65,000 Islamist terror attacks since 9/11. 65,000 spread over 70 countries. And we're not supposed to draw any conclusions from this, right? They're just coincidences. 65,000 coincidences. And just in case you think I'm cherry-picking data, which would be a natural conclusion, you might ask, what about the other religions? So let's look at them. If you take the world's other four major religions, Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, and Buddhism, those four religions combined account for roughly 2% of all religiously motivated terror attacks. Islam is responsible for the other 98%. And by the way, no one is more knowledgeable about this fact than the Muslim leaders themselves, who have been very successful imprisoning, eliminating, and sending away all of their true believers into the arms of white liberals in the West who are just so eager to bring them in.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do. And they don't want to assimilate. They don't want to be part of what we have going on here in our culture. Their idea is to convert everybody. And as a Christian, obviously, I want people to be Christian because I believe that is truly the way that you get to heaven, is to believe that Jesus is our Savior. I understand that. That's out of love that I want people to be in heaven with me.
You mean you're not going to strap a bomb on your body and blow somebody up to prove that?
That's not my plan. That's true.
Because this is
the key tenet of it, is that as a jihadist, they believe that the direct ticket to paradise is to be a jihadist, which is to die in a holy war. So you blow somebody up like 9/11, and that's what's going to secure your eternal life?
It's a violent 7th century religion. In its writings, in its teachings, I don't believe all Muslims clearly believe that stuff. But the problem is, their imams and they don't preach against it. That's what drives me crazy. If radical Islam represents only 2 or 3% of the billions of Muslims who are out there, those are the people committing the problem, and the rest of the religion won't stand up and stop it. They won't. They could, but they don't. Mm-hmm. And they want to say, well, don't blame the rest of us because, you know, a couple people over here. Condemn it. Mm-hmm. When you hear somebody go do something in the name of their religion, if it's your religion, like, there have been Christians who've done crazy things, you condemn them for it.
Right.
That's not what the Bible calls for.
That's from
if you
Satan
were to do something
to
like
somebody
that.
And thank kill somebody,
you.
Yes.
But you don't hear the and this has been going back from the beginnings of our country, when we were fighting them on the Barbary Coast. I mean, it's been that long. And we still haven't learned the lesson. And instead, they've manipulated the media in this country. They use the Council on American Islamic Relations as a PR firm, as a spin doctors, to convince you it's okay. We're not trying to kill you. Ignore the statistics you just heard. I haven't seen those stats. I can't swear by them. That guy's claiming there were 65,000 since 9/11. What's his standard for that? I'd love to know. But still, if it's even a fraction of that, if it's a fourth of that, there's a problem here.
Right. Well, this is some of the breakdown of that study that I mentioned, that report. It says from 2001 to 2012, there were just shy of 8,300 attacks. Islamic terrorist attacks, and this is around the world, not just here in the United States, that led to just over 38,000 deaths. Then you go from 2013 to April of 2024. That's when there were 56,413 attacks that led to just shy of 205,000 deaths. Says Islamic attacks around the world are more numerous today than ever before. Islam, by the way, is the third most popular religion here in the United States. And they're predicting by the year 2040, it'll be the second most popular behind Christianity. This should be alarming. This is part of the issue with inviting anybody into our country and just saying, hey, you really, it's a melting pot and all these things. Well, yeah, but there's consequences to that. And we're seeing some of them play out. We're seeing more and more of these attacks happening. And they don't want to become Christian. They want to... convert everybody, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to do that in some cases. There are amazing people who are Muslim. There are great people. It doesn't mean you're absolutely a horrible person just because you're Muslim. But the religion is toxic, and I will not stand for it. And I am not going to be one of those people who's going to sit there and say, well, it's really the same God that we're all talking about. It's just they call him Allah in this. No, it's not the same. It is not.
Well, he was a prophet.
Well, Muhammad, yes, believed he was the prophet. He believed he heard from Gabriel that he was the last prophet. Yeah, so people really kind of started worshiping, which would be idolatry.
Apparently told
worshiping
him to stone
Muhammad. And yes, he turned to violence to try to convert people. And so people today follow these tenets, and they believe it's you're into paradise again by, well, killing people who are not.
There were
Muslim.
Different interpretations of the Bible. And you can argue over which one you prefer, right? You can't misinterpret the writings in the Quran. Go read it for yourself. The problem is some people who follow the religion want to claim they don't believe in all that. Well, if you either accept it or you don't, and that's where my frustration comes at against those in leadership in the religion who don't speak out more strongly and condemn the violence. There have been a few over the years, but not nearly enough. What's the result of it, Kim? The result of it is instead of fighting back, we bow down. Newsmax had a report on that this weekend. Listen to one of the stories they played this weekend on Newsmax. Listen.
Terrorists have struck 7 European Christmas markets since 2014, 3 in France and 4 in Germany, all carried out by men of Muslim or Middle Eastern backgrounds. Authorities arrested 5 men suspected of planning attack number 8 in Germany last week. One of them, a Muslim cleric from a German mosque who urged his followers to kill as many people as possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're up against right now as we invite more and more people. And they're taking over. Where was it? Minnesota? I know it was Somali, but my point being,
the mayor of Minnesota.
This is our city.
Allowed them to broadcast the call to prayer 5 times a day.
Exactly.
Yes.
I remember being in India, and you'd wake up at 5 a.m. because it'd be a call to prayer, and, like 5 times a day, they're bowing down to Allah. It's very much a religion of rituals and things like that you have to do in order to basically gain favor with Allah, which as a Christian I don't agree with. But
Newsmax also reported that celebrations on New Year's Eve are being canceled right now
because of an attack.
They can't control the people they've allowed into their country freely. Listen,
a beautiful and spectacular event, and it has all been canceled because the French government can no longer keep its own people safe from potential radical Islamic terrorists that they have welcomed into their country. Think about that. France has let in so many Middle East and North African migrants that they can no longer assemble in crowds. We're watching one of the most beautiful countries and cultures in the world commit suicide, and this threat has now spread all over the West. This is not singular to Australia or France. It is everywhere now, including in Germany, where many are too scared to go to the country's many famous Christmas markets because they are now so dangerous. They're such a target for radical Islamists. Take a look.
Yeah.
I remember those images we saw out of New York City, Times Square, where you had thousands of Muslims in the middle of the street praying. This one article says Muslim call to prayer can now be broadcast publicly in New York City without a permit.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of inclusivity and loving others, what you can love someone and absolutely condemn what they stand for. That actually is loving. Truth and love. That's what we are called to do. And I am never going to stand for that religion. And it's dangerous that when you look at those statistics, we should be alarmed by that.
Well, again, the 98% who don't believe in that need to shut it down. And we've been saying that since 9/11. I have. And it hasn't happened. And I have to draw the conclusion that it's not going to happen. So you have to protect your own country and the policies of the Trump administration acknowledge that. Assimilate, or we're going to block you from coming in here to begin with. That's the attitude we have got to have, and don't let the left convince you of anything else. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky in the next hour. We got a check of business. Our friend Nicole Murray on this Christmas week is going to join us. We got the Buck Stops here. Our friend Dan Buck had another late night at that Dasher's dive bar. That guy, he's got one more left. He said he was exhausted last night.
Well, we'll see if he has a voice today.
That's right. He's going to join us at about 7:35. We'll be back.
Story about where I came from, but at the end of the day, I am who I am and I am authentic. And that is actually what they are fearful of, is my authenticity, because it rings true with every single American, whether they're a Texan or not. It rings true that I am fighting for real everyday people. And instead of talking about policy, when you're talking about the record speaks for itself, baby, let's talk about your record. Because the only reason you're the vice president is because the current president tried to have his last president killed.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. That's Jasmine Crockett, St. Louis's own, trying to convince the world that they should elect her to the United States Senate. What a joke. I bet she loses that race by 30 points, would be my guess. Anyway, at about 8:20 this morning, my friend Kurt Schwab is going to join us. He is running in the Texas 33rd District. It was one of the five districts redrawn. And he knows a thing or two about this Senate race, too. And some of the carpetbaggers that have tried to consider flying into Texas and running in congressional seats there who don't even live in Texas. I think Daryl Issa was one of them. He was thinking about moving to Texas to run in one of those congressional districts because they've gone from blue to pink in many cases, right? The trending with a 2, 3, 4, 5 point plus Republican base in those districts.
Well, Valentina Gomez, I go back to her, tried to run in Missouri, didn't get any traction, and now she's running in Texas.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to have national implications, including potentially the District 33 where Kurt is running, and we're going to talk to him about that this morning in the 8 o'clock hour as well. So I'm looking forward to having him on. His campaign's picking up steam. There are three other people running against him in the primary, and none of them have even held an event yet. So he just thinks they're placeholders on the ballot, which is a shame that people do that they put their name on there and then don't even make any effort to run. But he's hoping that he's going to get some attention from the White House here at some point. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I had to play that Jasmine Crockett bite for you because you know who she's mad at. She's mad at J.D. Vance because he went to AmFest and he gave a speech. And she hates J.D. Vance, and she wanted to make sure to get on CNN and show her rear end talking about him. Play part of his bite there when he talked about what these Democrat politicians are doing to the country. Cut five, please.
Ask yourself, what do all of these people have in common? And the unfortunate answer is they are puppets. They don't actually matter. They are cogs in a machine that wants to make you poorer, that wants to make you less powerful, and wants to make you less safe in the country your ancestors built. And while President Trump and I are doing everything we can to break that machine, the left is still there, my friends, and they are still very powerful. Don't delude yourselves. It's the activist groups who want to poison your kids with hormone replacement therapy and toxins in your water supply. It's the corporate boardrooms pushing diversity quotas while whining about the fact that Donald Trump won't let them ship American jobs overseas anymore, and boo-hoo to that. It's the rogue district judges who issued nationwide injunctions every time the president lifts a finger. It's the Soros DAs who cheered on as their cities burn. What unites them? They win when our country loses. They get rich when you get poorer. They hire the illegals that they bring in to take your jobs. They drink fine wine in the countries they ship your jobs to. They censor you because they'd rather destroy the Constitution than risk losing an argument. They bring in millions of voters because they know they can't win the argument with the people who are already here. And
yeah, there is J.D. Vance last night speaking at AmFest down in Arizona. You know, it's interesting that Jasmine Crockett made those comments attacking J.D. Vance. You're only the vice president because the current president tried to kill, she said, the last president. Well, what she meant was the last vice president, and the lie that somehow Donald Trump wanted Mike Pence hung in the Central Square. I mean, that's another Democrat talking point. I thought this was interesting, and we haven't talked much about this yet this morning, but Kim, I don't know if you heard this or not, but down in Georgia, where Donald Trump only lost by 11,000 votes, they have now admitted that they illegally certified 315,000 ballots in the 2020 election. Sounds a whole lot like Donald Trump was right. I got to get me one of those hats. He won the 2020 election, and it's taken 5 years for some of the fraud to truly be proven. And here it is down in Georgia, where they had 315,000 votes that shouldn't have counted. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.